You're listening to the Escape the Hustle podcast, where we share tips and strategies that help you break free from the hustle culture so you can reclaim your happiness and create a life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment. Here's your host, two-time best-selling author, entrepreneur, and transformation coach, Miyoko Taylor.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Escape the Hustle podcast. Once again, this is your host, Miyoko Taylor. And today we have a very, very interesting topic. We're talking about burnout. You know, what it is, what are some of the symptoms? Can you reverse it? What can you do to avoid it? Those particular things and how it affects your mental health and how it affects a lot of people that are in high performance positions. Whether you're a coach, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an executive, business owner, CEO, doesn't really matter. If you are in a place of leadership importance, full-time mom, father, whatever the case may be, burnout can definitely affect you in a major, major way. So exactly what is burnout, right? So burnout is when you are at the point of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual exhaustion. The misconception about burnout is it's this physical thing, like you're tired and you don't feel like doing anything. And a lot of people say, oh my God, I'm so burnt out. But true burnout, when you're dealing with having to perform every single day, having to be a mother, a father, having to, you know, be that particular leader for your sales team, for your household, whatever that position is that causes you to exhaust a lot of energy and you're putting forth and you're pouring out, pouring into everything else, but you're not pouring into yourself. What starts to happen is you're making all these deposits into everything and everyone else, but you're not making deposits into yourself. And over a period of time, as you continue to do that, you continue to chip away at your emotional health, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, and you are going to start to see a huge decline in your whole being. So you may start to see a decline in how you think, how fast you think, what you remember. You're going to see a decline in your physical stamina, your vigor, just your overall enthusiasm for the day. You're going to see a decline in all these different areas. So some of the things you want to look for when burnout is on the horizon is chronic fatigue. Like I said, you're seriously, seriously tired. You may be triggered very quickly. You may be frustrated and have all of these mood swings and not want to deal with people or things or, you know, start detaching yourself from environments. Maybe you're detaching yourself from your spouse. You're detaching yourself from your normal duties and functions of everyday life, and you're detaching yourself from work. You get to a point where you start to isolate yourself because you can no longer mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally deal with the everyday stress that has been constantly building and building and building and building. And one of the things that, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I am a proponent of speaking out against this whole hustle and grind mentality. And there's this belief that hard work and never taking rest and never taking breaks equals success. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And this is what a lot of people believe. This is what a lot of people are doing and are not realizing that they are consistently putting out, but they're not putting anything in to themselves. So working hard without rest is not the key to success. And it's going to contribute to a high rate of burnout. It's inevitable. You know, I've been there. I was at a point where I was pursuing a particular goal in my business, and that's all I was thinking about. I was so focused, and I was taught to just zone in and just pursue this thing. Don't get any sleep. And, you know, you sleep when the job is done and you rest when the job is done. You know, all those things that we hear from self-proclaimed motivational gurus and a lot of people out there. And what happens is that you're constantly trying to perform at this high level. You're constantly trying to get this task done, and you're putting a lot of wear and tear on your inner being and your outer being. and you eventually break down. You know, like I did, I was at the point where one day I just laid on my bed. It's like I couldn't even move. Mentally, I was drained. Physically, I was drained. I didn't feel like doing anything. And what also set in was something that you call compassion fatigue. So it was like my level of empathy and care for other people was flatlined. I was so exhausted, you know, putting out for so many other people and listening to other people as a coach and just pursuing all of these goals that everybody told me that was going to make me feel good and make me happy and being successful was all about. I was putting all of this strain and this stress on my mind and my body. And I was literally to the point, man, where I thought I really was like literally going to have a nervous breakdown. And it was all because of the burnout had set in. I don't know what was wrong with me at the time, but it was all because burnout had quickly set in. And I was at a place, and I call it the point of no return, where, you know, I couldn't help myself. I really, really needed help. And I had to get down to the bottom of what was going on. So how burnout also manifests itself, and I want everybody to listen and pay attention to this. Some people that are depressed, that have heightened feelings of anxiety, and just you've lost your excitement for life. You've lost your motivation. You know, that wake up in the morning and smell the fresh air and that smile and you're out ready to take on the world. You've lost that sense of yourself. And a lot of that is due because you are actually in a state of burnout. You're functioning in a state of burnout. And that's what burnout does. It manifests itself in different ways. So the depression that you may be feeling, you may be, you know, asking yourself, like, why am I depressed? You know, I have all these good things in my life and everything seems to be well, but I mentally just can't get it together. I want you to ask yourself, what have you been putting off that you should be doing that's important to you? When's the last time have you taken time to do something for yourself, to re-energize yourself? Sometimes you need to reset. You need to unplug and you need to recharge. You need to unplug from everything else and actually focus on what you need to do to pour into yourself. And that's one of the key things, one of the key elements of getting through burnout and reversing this altogether. You have to get to a point where you just got to reboot. You've got to reset, just like your hard drive, just like a computer. You have to hit the reset button. You got to go through the process of resetting yourself, rebooting yourself, pouring into yourself. You know, the things that you love to do, the things that are important to you, really, really go into the self-care aspect of it. And I'm not just talking about getting your nails done, going to the spa. I'm really talking about nurturing your mind, body, soul, and spirit to the degree where you can actually literally feel yourself start to be re-energized because now you're pouring into you. Okay, so here's some practical tips like to avoid burnout. And if you're in a state of burnout, here are some practical tips to kind of restore yourself to feeling that energy, feeling that purpose, and feeling that excitement for life once again. The first thing you have to do, and all of you are listening, is set boundaries. Some of you out there are just people pleasers, right? I've been there. Some of you are out there just telling everybody yes, trying to be everybody's superhero, whether it's as a parent, whether it's as a spouse, whether it's as a business owner, whatever it is, you're constantly saying yes. You never say no, even though you know that you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, and you're literally running on fumes. So learn to say no. It is okay. Those are the N-O are the two letters. Those are two most important letters that you can do for yourself right now. That's the most important word, no. So start to get used to saying no. If it's something that you know that you can't do, it's okay to say no without feeling guilty about it. So learn to set proper boundaries. That's going to be a game changer alone. If you can learn to set proper boundaries and learn to say no and not feel guilty about it, that's going to really turn the tide for you. All right. Next thing is prioritizing your self-care. Do something for yourself for a change. Beyond getting your nails done, beyond going to the spa, maybe you love reading. Pick up a book. Start reading a great book. Maybe you love traveling. Start doing some traveling for yourself. You know, maybe you love playing a particular sport or cooking or learning a new skill. Do something that's going to re-energize yourself. Part of the problem is you're losing yourself in the everyday activities and actions of life because they're not serving you. They're not feeding into you and who you are, you know, what your purpose is and what you're passionate about. So you've got to bring that part of yourself back into your life. It's missing right now. And this is what's really, that's one of the reasons why you are feeling so unfulfilled in your life. So prioritize your self-care. Find out what it is that you need to pour into yourself that gives you that energy, gives you that excitement back, and then start to do that, start to implement that. You know, once a week, I'm not saying you can do it every single day because I don't know your schedule, but make it a priority to even, you know, put it into your schedule, into your life at least once a week. Start doing some things for you. And guilt-free, remember I said guilt-free, don't feel guilty about it. There's nothing wrong with saying no and doing some of the things that contribute to your identity and who you are. It's important that you keep that, okay? So another thing I want to talk about is taking breaks. It is okay to take a break. Now, I'm not saying we don't have to work hard, but if you're going to work hard, you know, I say this all the time, and you're probably getting tired of me saying it, but you got to rest hard too. So it's important to take breaks, right? In between those hobbies and those things that you find that bring you that extra joy, you still have to rest. Resting is very, very important. Resting our minds, resting our bodies. We have to recharge. We are human beings. We are not robots. We are people with emotions, behaviors, habits, and we must rest. So there is nothing wrong with resting, and do not allow anybody to tell you anything opposite to that. So make sure you are resting. Make it in your schedule. One of the things that I do that I started to adapt again is I take naps. I take 15 to 20 minute power naps, you know, throughout the day. And that really can energize you. So maybe you want to start to take a 15 to 20 minute nap, a power nap every single day. But what I do know is that you have to rest. You have to rest. I think they said LeBron James sleeps like 10, 12 hours a day. You know, he's been in the league, NBA, for 20 years now, just broke the scoring record. You know, and he rests, as busy, as hardworking as that man is, he even understands the importance of sleep and resting your body. Okay? You have to create a healthy work-life balance. No more pursuing your business to the point where you're not showing up in other areas of your life. Okay, those areas of your life are those things that you love, those things that are not really a responsibility, but they're a joy, they're a passion. Those things need to be forever present in your life. So show up for yourself. Show up for the person that you've been neglecting. I understand you, like I said, you have roles in different areas of your life. But if you're not showing up for yourself, if you're not pouring into yourself, if you don't have the time and energy to be the best version of yourself, you can't be the best version of anything to anybody else. So this is all about pouring into yourself, really pouring into yourself the things that you need, the things that set your heart on fire, the things that you're passionate about, the things that you've been putting off for 2 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, some of you 5 years, some of you 10 years. Whatever you've been putting off that you keep saying to yourself, man, you know, I miss when I used to do that. It used to give me so much joy. You know, I was in this amount of shape and I was happy about life when I was doing this and those particular things. Whatever it is that, of course, that's illegal. Whatever it is that you were doing that contributed to the part of yourself, to who you are, you know, and what you're passionate about and what gives you a sense of purpose in your life, you've got to incorporate that in your daily routine, or at least your weekly routine. It has to be incorporated somewhere. And I can't stress that enough, guys. This is something that is really, really important. Okay? All right? So taking breaks, finding hobbies, interesting things that bring you joy, cultivating relationships. Think about all the things that you've been missing out on. Think about the things that while you're working and while you're grinding, you're saying to yourself, I wish I would be doing this. What are those things? Ask yourself, what are those things that I keep saying that I wish I was doing? And why aren't you doing them? All right. So in closing, it's okay to take a rest. I want you guys to start resting. Have some type of rest in your schedule throughout the day. Don't tell me that you can't do it, because you can do it. It's whatever we prioritize and whatever we're intentional on. And that's another thing we're going to talk about another episode, the power of intention. But whatever you're intentionally focused on, you can actually get it done. So make sure that you're resting. Pick up that hobby, learn that skill. Start doing that particular thing that you love that you haven't been doing for a long time. Okay? But most of all, start pouring into yourself. Whatever that looks like for you, I want you guys to do that. All right? Again, this is the Escape the Hustle podcast. We're talking about burnout here. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. I'll be back next episode. Any questions, you can always email me at miyoko@miyokotaylor.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys soon. And always remember that we're on a journey together to lead better, to live better, and to love better. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Escape the Hustle podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support, please share with a friend, subscribe, and leave a rating and review to stay up to date with Miyoko Taylor and Escape the Hustle and get all the behind-the-scenes content. You can visit the website at www.miyokotaylor.com or follow him on all social media platforms at Miyoko Taylor. Remember, you have what it takes right now to take charge of your life and create your version of success and no one else's. Till next time.